Es kann sein, dass ich nicht mehr geschlagen habe, wenn Yehuda mit sich zu bestaff Zadig Beis. Sagt der Gemara, Rami Achama said, if Reuven sold the field to Shimon without a guarantee, meaning if a creditor of Reuven takes the field from Shimon, Reuven would not be obligated to reimburse Shimon. And Shimon then sold it back to Reuven with a guarantee, and a creditor of Reuven then came and took the field from Reuven, Shimon would be obligated to reimburse Reuven for the field. Rava said to him, Shimon accepted upon himself to reimburse Reuven if the field is taken away by any other creditor, but not if it's taken away from the creditor of Reuven himself. The Gemara says, Rava would agree that if this field was originally inherited by Reuven and the creditor who took it from Reuven was a creditor of Reuven's father, that Shimon would have to reimburse Reuven because a creditor of his father is considered like any outside creditor and not a creditor of Reuven himself. Zok the Gemara, Rami Chama said, if Reuven sells a field to Shimon with a guarantee and they then set the amount of the purchase as a loan from Reuven to Shimon. He didn't pay for the field, so the amount of the purchase price became a loan. And then Reuven dies, and a creditor of his tried to take the land from Shimon. And so Shimon gave the money instead, thinking that the money he anyway owed to Reuven, he can now give away to that creditor. And the Yerushim of Reuven now come to Shimon and say, you owe our father money, and therefore give the money back to the estate. The fact that you decided to give your money to pay off a creditor, that's not allowed because the money, cash of an estate is not meshubah to pay back a loan. So if you would have given us the money, the Yerushim say, we wouldn't have had to pay the creditor. So therefore, Dr. Mara, Shimon would have to now still pay to the Yerushim the amount they owe to Reuven. Rava said, if Shimon is smart, he should pay the loan to Reuven's Yerushim with the land. Once they have the land, he can then take him back in fulfillment of his guarantee that was given to him by Reuven. This is based on what Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav Ravua, that if Yerushim get land as payment for a debt of their father, that land then becomes subject to the lien of the father's creditors. Rabbi said, if Reuven sold all of his fields to Shimon in one document, and Shimon then sold one of those fields to Levi, if a creditor of Reuven comes to take a field for his debt, he may take a field from whichever one he wants. He can go to Shimon, and he has Shimon's field, or he can go to the field that was sold to Levi. However, this, Zok the Gemara, this is only true if Levi bought Beinonis, which is what a Bachoiv normally gets. However, if Levi bought either Idius or Zaburius, he can tell the creditor, listen, I purposely didn't buy Beinonis because I didn't want to become subject to a creditor. Moreover, even if Levi bought Beinonis, if he left over Beinonis in the lands that Shimon still has, Levi can tell the creditor, I purposely didn't buy all the Beinonis because if a creditor comes, he should go to Shimon and not to me. Abaya said, if Reuven sold a field to Shimon with a guarantee, and a creditor of Reuven then comes and tries to take that field, Reuven's allowed to go and try to prevent the creditor from doing so, meaning he can get involved in the din Torah. The creditor can't tell Reuven, hey, you have no standing to get involved over here, because Reuven says, if you take the field from Shimon, he's going to come to me for reimbursement, so I'm allowed to get involved in the din Torah now. Others say that Reuven can even do so even if he sold the field of Shimon without a guarantee, because he says, I have standing because I don't want Shimon to have any complaints against me. Abaya said, if Reuven sold a field to Shimon without a guarantee, and someone then came forth stating that the field was his and not Reuven's, halacha is, if Shimon did not yet make a kinyan chazaka on the field, he can still back out and not have to pay for it. Once he did make a kinyan chazaka, he can no longer back out because he bought the field without a guarantee, accepting the risks that come along with it. Mar explains that the kinyan is made as soon as he walks the boundary of the property. Others say that if it was purchased with a guarantee, he still can't back out once he made the kinyan, because Reuven can tell him, listen, show me a document that says that the field is being seized from you, and then I'll go ahead and pay you. Until then, you have to live with the field, even though there are rumors or issues going on with it right now. Until it's actually taken away from you, I don't have responsibility to do anything for you, and you have to stick by your deal to buy this field.